Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
This edition of The Standard is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
From London, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Standard. The latest polls show Sadiq Khan has maintained his significant gap on main rival Susan Hall ahead of this year's mayoral election in London. With just 6 weeks to go until voting on the 2nd of May, Mr. Khan is 24 points ahead and looks well on track to secure an historic third term as mayor. However, the Savanta poll of 1,510 UK adults for the Centre for London suggests that a majority of Londoners believe he's done badly or very badly on dealing with knife crime and gangs, tackling homelessness, and improving the availability of housing. On the upside for Sadiq, though, more than half of Londoners say he's done well or very well on making London diverse, multicultural and tolerant, managing London's transport network, and protecting London's green spaces. The poll results have been released as a bill designed to overturn the mayor's ULEZ expansion has undergone its second reading in Parliament today.
It's particularly cruel on the poorest in society.
Absolutely.
Those people who have an old motor vehicle, who cannot afford to upgrade it with a scrappage scheme or without a scrappage scheme, they cannot afford to upgrade it and therefore are hit heavily by this scheme. It's also very unfair on businesses, particularly in outer London, who lose out on the business they otherwise would have got from people in the neighbouring counties coming into outer London.
It was put forward by Dartford MP Gareth Johnson, who's described the expansion as a cruel form of taxation. If it is eventually passed into law, it'll mean the government has the power to effectively overturn the ULEZ measures in Greater London. Joining me now is our chief political correspondent, Rachel Burford. So, Rachel, first of all, in terms of these sort of latest poll findings, do you think they're bittersweet for Sadiq Khan?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the latest in a long string of polls that show Sadiq Khan is well ahead of his Conservative rival, Susan Hall, in the race to be the next London mayor. I think, you know, we're 6 weeks out now from the election on May 2nd, and Sadiq Khan is, and he's going for an historic third term as mayor. I mean, obviously, there's this poll, although it shows he's, you know, on 51%, 24 points ahead of Susan Hall, it does show that, you know, perhaps Londoners aren't overly impressed with his run in City Hall. I think 38% say he's done well, but 37% say they're not satisfied with his performance. I think it's really key, you know, looking at what Londoners do think he's done well on and what they think he's done badly on when it comes to things like dealing with knife crime, tackling homelessness, improving the availability of housing in the capital. Those are things that he's sort of, people say he hasn't done particularly well on, but he has done very well on things like making London diverse, managing the transport network and protecting green spaces. They're things that Londoners really say he has done well on. And I mean, when you say maybe it might be a bit bittersweet for him, these results, I think the main thing his team will be looking at is this 24-point lead he's got over his closest rival.
And Sadiq himself has mentioned before that he's been in politics too long to trust the polls. But he must be quietly confident with what they're showing with 6 weeks to go, right?
Yes, I would say his team probably are quietly confident about the election and what's going on in the polls. I mean, they've got a lot of factors in their favour. Susan Hall has not proved to be a particularly popular candidate, Conservative Party candidate. And I mean, you've got a particularly unpopular Conservative government in Westminster at the moment. So those things have obviously worked in Sadiq Khan's favour massively. You've had, you know, certain things like Tory MPs coming out and saying certain things about Sadiq Khan, which have not gone down well with Londoners. And that has all sort of helped sort of boost his popularity a bit at the capital as well.
So in terms of this ULEZ bill that's had its second reading in Parliament today, what does it actually mean and how could it effectively reverse the ULEZ expansion?
Yes. So Gareth Johnson, the Dartford MP, has got a private members bill going through Parliament today. The timing of this private members bill is very interesting, obviously 6 weeks out from the election. The ULEZ is something that the Conservative Party are really hitting Sadiq Khan with. I mean, from all the by-elections we've had recently, the only one that the Tories have managed to win is in Uxbridge, and they fought their campaign solely on opposition to the ULEZ. So Susan Hall's mayoral team have really gone hard about scrapping the ULEZ. So Gareth Johnson, the Dartford MP, has put his private members bill in today. And basically, this private members bill is saying the ULEZ should be... ULEZ expansion should be scrapped. That was the expansion that was brought in to make it cover all of London last August. And for any future clean air zones or clean air zone expansions, the mayor would need to seek permission from government to implement those. Now, private members' bills brought by backbench MPs often don't go very far. There's a lot of steps they have to go through. What is interesting about this one, though, is that it has received support from the government. So the Transport Secretary, Mark Harper, has said that he supports the bill and has given it his backing. So, I mean, although obviously it's got a lot of steps to go and we have no idea whether or not it'll actually go through all those steps before we have another general election, it is interesting that it's got support from the government when these sort of private members' bills don't usually get that kind of support at this stage.
Let's take a quick break now, coming up in part two.
So it does look like the ULEZ expansion is not having as big an impact as the Conservatives would hope on voters, you know, coming up to this mayoral election.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
And I understand you spoke with Gareth Johnson earlier today. What's his sort of main rationale behind this bill?
So his rationale behind it is that you know, he represents the people of Dartford, just outside London. And while the mayor has devolved powers to implement things like clean air zones as he sees fit, the people of Dartford are massively impacted by this ultra-low emission zone. And his residents and his constituents don't have any power to vote in the London mayoral elections. They have no power to vote for the mayor or for another candidate. So he sort of told me this is devolution at its worst, and it's an unfair tax that's being imposed on his constituents who have no right to vote for the mayor of London. you know, Sadiq Khan's team have a very, you know, opposing view to that. They say that this bill is an unprecedented assault on devolution and the powers of the mayor, and that Londoners will see through it.
That's it. And it does feel like ULEZ is a bit of a political football passed around. In terms of Londoners themselves, do we know how they feel on the whole about ULEZ?
Well, I think one of the really interesting things about this, the Vanta poll, was the fact that Sadiq Khan's popularity was exactly the same in inner London as it was in outer London. Now, the Tories of Oxbridge have really sort of pushed this idea that in the outer London boroughs, Sadiq Khan is less popular, and part of that is down to ULEZ, because those are the boroughs that were affected by this expansion. But the Savantic polls that shows that actually that isn't the case. He's just as popular in the outer London boroughs as he is in the inner London boroughs. Where you do see sort of massive deviations in popularity is age-wise. So with younger Londoners between the ages of 18 and 34, Sadiq Khan has a huge lead over Susan Hall, whereas Susan Hall actually leads with Londoners 55 years and older. So basically, Sadiq Khan is ahead in both inner and outer London. So he's on 51% in both the inner and outer London boroughs. So it does look like the ULEZ expansion is not having as big an impact as the Conservatives would hope on voters, you know, coming up to this mayoral election.
And in terms of this bill, as you said, it's quite unusual to get government support at this stage. Do you think it will be passed into law, Rachel?
Well, I mean, this is just its second reading today, so it will be debated. I mean, then it's got to go through sort of committee stages, further debating stages. I mean, there is no sort of, there's not much of a suggestion that they'll actually have time to get it into law, certainly before the next general election. In which case we may have a totally different government in power. So, I mean, I wouldn't hold my breath. I think this is more of a moment for the, you know, Gareth Johnson wanting to put the point across that, you know, his constituents don't have a right to vote in the mayoral election, but they are impacted by the mayor's policies.
Okay, so there's no chance of this actually becoming a law within the next 6 weeks ahead of the mayoral election then?
No, absolutely not. Certainly not in the next 6 weeks, and certainly not in time for the mayoral election. No, I think this is more just about political point scoring and point proving rather than actually making any changes at this stage.
There's more news, interviews and analysis in the Evening Standard newspaper and at standard.co.uk. Thanks for listening. We're back on Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.